Welcome to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Erin, pediatric sleep consultant and founder of The Happy Sleep Company. From cat naps to night wakes and regressions to teething, we cover all things baby sleep. With a passion for children's sleep, we're here to help tired families get healthy rest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk all things loveys. What do I mean by a lovey? When I say lovey, I am talking about any kind of little comfort object that your child might love to sleep with that provides them with exactly that, an extra level of comfort. Now, what do I mean? Some people might call them loveys, but other people call them comfort objects. Other people refer to them as transitional objects. Some people will just call it a stuffed animal. Some people will call it a blankie because for some children it is a blankie. But often we're talking about something that is a small to medium sized stuffed toy, stuffed animal, or blankie that your child just really finds a lot of snuggly comfort in. So today we're going to talk about what age we might introduce that, if and why we would introduce that, and a lot of other stuff that parents ask us around the lovey and around having success with the lovey. Let's start with age. Health Canada and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend nothing in the crib as an infant, which means we don't put anything like pillows, toys, blankets, or loveys in the crib under the age of one. So once we're past that age, a lot of parents will approach us and ask us about introducing some kind of comfort object and what our advice is around that. And the first thing is usually what kind of lovey am I introducing here? Let's start with this first though. Do you have to? Do you need to use a lovey? Does your child have to have a comfort object? They don't. Some children are already fantastic sleepers by the time they're age one, and parents don't feel the need to rock the boat or introduce anything different, and that is okay. That is a parental choice, a personal preference. You don't have to introduce one. Other parents don't want to introduce one because they're terrified that if it ever gets lost or forgotten when you're traveling, it's going to create a lot of chaos. And you know what? Those parents aren't wrong. It can be really detrimental to your vacation if your child is really attached to their lovey and you've forgotten it. You don't have to introduce one. However, I'm a little biased. I do love a lovey. I love a comfort object. I'm biased because my own little girl is 11 years old and she still sleeps with her bunny that she has slept with since she was much younger than this, since she was just entering that toddler stage, and she just finds so much comfort in it. So again, you don't have to introduce one, but I'm biased because I have seen my own child find so much comfort in that object over various scenarios. So that leads me to the question of what kind. What are we talking about? What might we introduce if we do decide we want to introduce one for that extra level of comfort? A lot of parents will use an animal head with a blankie attached. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what I mean, I think, because you've all seen this. They're often given as baby gifts or shower gifts or just as a birthday gift, and it's just a little stuffed animal head with a little blankie attached. That is a really common option that parents use for a lovey for their young child. That's one option. I love a jellycat animal specifically. Absolutely love them. And it doesn't have to be jellycat. Again, I'm just biased because that's my daughter's. Most people have jellycat animals in their homes because they are such a popular gift to give, again, at showers or first birthdays and that kind of thing. The jellycat animal I like because of the size. It's sort of, I would say, the medium-sized one is about the size of an adult's forearm. So it's big enough that your child can easily find it in their crib in the night, but it's not so big that it's overwhelming, and it's not so small that they kind of lose it in their crib. So most of the jellycat animals are just that. They are little stuffed animals. They come in lots of different colors of bunnies, but you can also get puppies and dinosaurs and monkeys and sloths, I think. So lots of different options based on your own individual child's preferences. And speaking of that, you might actually take your child to a store that sells stuffed animals like that and have them pick out their own. They might gravitate towards something specific based on the preferences that they are developing as they enter toddlerhood. So that's what we're talking about in terms of what a lovey is and what kind it might be. It might be a little stuffed animal head with a blankie attached. It might be a full stuffed animal. For some families, it's a blankie. It's a smallish, maybe cotton, breathable blankie that's soft and your child is attached to and likes to snuggle in the night. So it's not a blanket per se. The point of it is not to create warmth. I love a sleep sack for that. It's not about covering your child up with this blankie. It's just about a small to medium sized comfort blankie or blanket that your child can cuddle up with if you prefer that over an actual stuffed animal or the little blankie with the animal head attached. I would say those are the three most common loveys that I see parents using are the blankie with the head attached, the stuffed animal, or just a blankie or small blanket itself. So those are sort of the kinds that we see most often of loveys or comfort objects. What are the benefits? Why would you introduce one if you haven't introduced one in the past and you're just thinking about it? There's a reason it's called a comfort object. There's a reason it's often referred to as a transitional object. And it is because it can help your child transition into different scenarios with more ease. So one of the biggest reasons that I see parents introduce them after age one is because their child is going to be attending daycare. And they want their child to have this really cozy, comfy, familiar piece of home to take with them to the daycare. I'll be honest, for us, with my own daughter, when she was about to go to daycare at around 16 months, I had heard that some daycares would not allow the child to bring a stuffed animal or a lovey, probably for the sake of it not having to worry about it getting lost or trying to find it at nap time, I guess. But for me, it was a deal breaker. If I was going to find out that a daycare that I was interviewing for my daughter would not accept a lovey, her bunny, it was a no-go for me because I knew how important it was going to be to my daughter and to me and to my husband that she had that piece of home, that comfort object with her in this really big, different environment that she was going to be going into. And it made a world of difference when she was able to take that with her. It stayed in her little cubby for the morning, but to take that out during nap time and cuddle with it on her cot as she learned to fall asleep for nap time in that really new, different environment was huge. So that would be one situation where a family might find a benefit in introducing a lovey is if your child's going to be going to daycare, or just if your child's going to be going to some new different environments. Maybe your child's going to start spending more time at grandma's house. Maybe your mother-in-law is going to be taking care of your child a couple of days a week and your child's going to be napping there. Maybe you're going to be doing some traveling and you're going to be staying in some hotels or Airbnbs, and that's a really different, unfamiliar environment to your child for them falling asleep. And they might find a lot of comfort in cuddling their usual familiar sleep buddy when they are falling asleep in that unfamiliar environment. So those are some benefits of introducing this lovey if your child's going to be going through some of those scenarios, and then they're going to have that nice comfort object, that familiar object with them in those scenarios. There's something I said there that I want to touch on a little bit more specifically, and I called it a sleep buddy. So for me, I really am a big proponent of trying to maintain the lovey as a sleep buddy specifically, and not necessarily something that gets dragged all around the house or to the park or other places that aren't involving sleep. And it's because we don't want it to get lost is really the biggest reason. It can be really tough if you have introduced a lovey to your child for sleep and then it gets lost and we don't have it anymore and we can't find the exact same one at a store, or we can find the exact same one but your child doesn't want that one because it looks brand new and plush and their old one was kind of ratty and well-loved and they know that's not their lovey. So to avoid losing it potentially, I really do recommend that we don't drag it out of the house on stroller walks necessarily or trips to the park. I always recommend that parents just call it a sleep buddy, keep it in the crib for sleep, and take it out of the house only when you are going somewhere else to sleep, like on a vacation, to a hotel, to grandma's house for a nap, to a babysitter's house for the night, something like that, then we might take it out of the house. But otherwise, I really do recommend trying to maintain it as just a sleep buddy and not necessarily getting dragged everywhere else. I'm a mom. I know this isn't always realistic. I know that sometimes your child is going to want to take it out of their crib and drag it to their playroom to have their bunny interact with their dolls and do all the different things that toddlers do. And so dragging it around the house might not be as big of a deal, and you're probably going to be able to find it pretty quickly, although I have seen levies get lost in people's homes and you're running around at bedtime trying to find the levy because it got buried under other toys in the playroom. So again, can still be tough, but a lot more manageable than actually taking it outside of the house. I really do recommend, if you're going to start using a levy, implementing a rule where it doesn't leave the home unless you're leaving the home to sleep somewhere else. It can save you a lot of heartache when it gets lost at the park. We don't want that to happen. So, hot tip from a mom who knows levies because her child loves her levy. Let's talk about how many levies, because I have definitely seen toddlers start to fall in love with a bunch of different comfort objects, and all of a sudden, by the time they're two, their crib looks more like a zoo than a place to sleep, or it looks more like their playroom than a place to sleep. And we want to avoid that. The levy, the comfort object, is about providing that extra little snuggly comfort piece, but it's not about playtime. And once we start introducing a bunch of different levies or toys into the crib, we have the potential for it becoming a playground rather than a place for napping or sleeping through the night. So I really, really strongly recommend that we just have one levy in the crib. It's the same levy every night. We don't switch it up every night because that is a recipe for toddler stalling tactics. If we decide, well, I want the fox tonight. Well, no, I changed my mind. I want the bunny tonight. Well, sometimes I sleep with the froggy. I want the froggy tonight. I would just stick with one. Give it a name, keep it in the crib, call it the sleep buddy, and it's the same levy every night. I really do recommend it be something soft, safe, medium size, no bells, no whistles, no moving parts. It's not hard. We're not putting a toy truck in the crib with your child or dinky cars. We really want to avoid things that have hard parts, things that really are more about playtime than snuggle time. And we really just want to have the one. I do really strongly recommend you get a duplicate when you buy your first levy. You get the exact same one, you get two of them, and you put one away in the closet. And then whenever you feel like levy needs a wash, you put it in the wash and you replace it with the other one. And then the next time you cycle through and you wash the second one. This tip is because then the levies get ratty at about the same rate and they get worn and washed and worn down at around the same rate. And then your child doesn't necessarily know that there are two. And if you do ever lose one or it's nap time and one is in the washing machine, you have another one that looks very, very similar that you can pull out and your child will probably be okay with because it looks so similar. Some children don't care that there are two and they're fine switching back and forth, but some children are very particular about it being the exact same levy. So if you can get them worn down at the same rate, those duplicates, it's not a bad idea. Here's the last thing I'll say about the levy. It's wonderful. It can be wonderful. It can be such a great comfort to your child. It can be a really good addition. Introducing it is not tough. You just start sitting with your child in your lap and the levy in their lap while you read books one night at bedtime when you've decided to introduce this levy, and then you put it in the crib with them and you've given it a name and all is good. There isn't really a long process to introducing a levy. You can just introduce it one night as part of the routine and put it in the crib with your child. But the last thing I will say is that the tough part with a levy is if your child decides to start throwing it out of the crib, to try to create a bit of a game. And I have seen this happen, so I want to bring it up in case any parents are struggling with this and they're wondering how to manage it. Sometimes, despite how much your child loves their levy, they're going to try to get your attention by throwing it on the floor and then yelling for you to come back in their room after you've shut the lights out at bedtime to get their levy and put it back in their crib. That's kind of funny, and you do it one time and you go in and you give your child another kiss and a hug and you hand them their levy and you walk out. And then your child, because they're a toddler and it's their job to figure out how these things work, throws it out again because that was kind of funny and that was kind of fun. And you came back and we had another little chat and another little cuddle and then you left again. And I wonder if I throw this thing out again, if that will happen a second time. And now if I wonder if it'll happen a third time. And now we're an hour into bedtime and this is still happening. This is not going to happen with every child. My daughter was way too obsessed with her levy to ever even consider throwing it out of her crib. She just hugged him tight every night and chatted with him and stroked his ears as she fell asleep. She never would have thrown him out, but I've definitely seen some children throw their levy out no matter how much they love it, just to see what might happen. So here's my recommendation. If your toddler who you've introduced a levy to does at some point start throwing it out of the crib for attention, I would make it as non-attentive as possible, your response. So I would absolutely go back in and grab that levy off the floor and put it back in your child's crib and then walk out of the room again. So you've already done your bedtime routine, you've had your cuddles and your snuggles and your kisses and your books and your songs, and you've put your child into the crib and given them a kiss and left the room. If they throw their lovey out of the crib at that point, when you do go back in to offer it to them, I would make it really, really boring and businesslike. This is going to make it less enticing to do it over and over again. If you go in and you grab the lovey and you say, "Oh no, poor lovey," and you go over and you hand it to your child and we have a bunch more kisses and hugs, and then we leave the room again, that is pretty enticing for your toddler to keep doing over and over and over again. It's really interesting. There's a lot of interaction that comes along with it. So I think I'm just going to keep doing this over and over because I really like the result. And it also results in me not having to go to sleep right away. So I would be careful about that. I would be pretty boring, pretty businesslike. Wait a couple minutes, delay gratification, walk back in the room, pick up the lovey, put it in the crib, and walk away again. You could say night-night on your way out the door so your child's reminded it's night-night time. It's not time for playing this game, but really, really do try to make it boring if that does start to happen, and you'll probably find that that habit doesn't even become a habit. It just goes away really quickly because your child's realizing, okay, it really is time for sleep and that didn't accomplish very much. So those are my tips on the lovey. Again, biased mama over here with a child who loves her lovey, still sleeps with her bunny. I've said this on Instagram in my stories before, and I've had other moms say, you know what? I slept with my lovey, my bunny, my teddy until I was 15, or mine still sits on, you know, our bed in the morning after I make the bed and put the pillows on it. I put my, you know, teddy from when I was a kid on there too. I still have it. So lots of people tell me stories like that. It's really normal that as children, we get attached to some kind of snuggly comfort object. And the fact that many of us as adults still have them in our homes, or sometimes even still have them sitting on our beds, is a really good indication that it's something that was very important to us as a child and created a wonderful sense of home and comfort and familiarity. So I think a lovey is a great idea, and hopefully the episode today gave you some tips on how, if you want to, you could introduce that to your little one with a lot of success. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a mom or dad who might need some rest. Connect with us on Instagram at The Happy Sleep Company, and check out our website, thehappysleepcompany.com, for loads of blogs, sleep guides, and information about how we work with families one-on-one to get sleep on track.